Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. It was a perfect day outside. You know, the kind of day that just makes you want to spend all day outside and never come back in. The air was warm and soft, but it was the perfect temperature where you could almost not even feel the air up against your skin. So Ava, Jaden, and Mr. Jim took advantage of this perfect day to upgrade the town's security system. This new system would send out alerts for almost any kind of impending danger. Asteroids, earthquakes, stinky gas, and even stink bug invasions. If Dr. Stinky Breath had any plans coming this way, this security system was designed to alert everyone of the danger before it was too late. Well, at least that's what it was supposed to do. Ugh. It's such a bummer. This perfect day would soon be completely ruined.
Hey, boss. When are we supposed to leave to help Queen Ninja unpack her things?
Well, Pepper Ninjas, I think we said we would be there around 10 o'clock.
Boss, it's 10:04.
It is? Pepper Ninjas, we must go now. I didn't want to be late.
But I think we're already late, boss.
I don't want to hear about it, Steve.
Sorry, boss. Sorry. I'll go get the blimp pulled up right away, and it'll be ready in 5 minutes.
You better make it 1 minute. We have to make sure we give the queen the best welcome into town she's ever seen. You go get the blimp. Hurry!
The Purple Ninjas took off running for the blimp that was parked in Dr. Stinky Breath's garage. They climbed inside and started it up.
Hey, why is this so special to the bus?
Steve, remember, she's moving into town. She wants to spend her summer up here in the cabin on Sugar Mountain.
The cabin? On Sugar Mountain? Isn't that place haunted?
Steve! There's no such thing as haunted cabins. Oh, whatever, Steve. Hey, I'm gonna go tell the boss that the blimp is ready. Just stay here.
Okay, but I don't know if I want to go anymore. Edwin?
Meanwhile, across town, our three spies were still installing the town's new security system. They had been hard at work installing this new system high up above town. The computers and sensors were stored in a large green metal box on the ground, and the alarm was up on top of a tall pole above the trees. It was about 40 feet off the ground.
Hey, Jaden! Shouted Ava. Can you fly back down to the ground and grab some extra zip ties? I need to clean up all these loose wires.
Sure thing, Ava.
Jaden flew his jetpack back down to the ground to grab some zip ties out of Mr. Jim's tool bag.
Hey, how's it going up there, Jaden? You two doing all right with the alarm setup?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
David's been handling all the wire connections, and I'm just about done with the software setup. We should be done in about 15 minutes.
Holy smokes, Jaden. That's pretty impressive. When I was talking to main headquarters, they said it took most teams almost all day to set up the systems. But you two are crushing it.
What's that you're looking for, Jaden?
So, Ava needed a few more zip ties.
I got some right here.
Mr. Jim pulled 5 zip ties out of his back pocket.
Thanks, Mr. Jim.
Jaden flew his jetpack back up to the top of the pole to get Ava the zip ties she needed. All was going according to plan, perfectly. Well, at least for now it was.
Meanwhile, the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath were just now landing the blimp on top of Sugar Mountain. They were running a little late, which was stressing out the boss.
Abba ninjas, hurry! I feel so mad that we left so late. It's all your fault.
Yes, boss. We're very sorry. I forgot that you sleep so long ever since we added those rotten garlic cloves to your diffuser.
Yes. See, it is your fault. You should know by now that the wonderful smell of rotten garlic cloves? Oh, they give me the best stinky dreams, and I don't like waking up from them. Oh, good. There's the cabin.
The three of them were marching over a hill, and off in the distance they could see Queen Ginger's new old cabin.
Come on, Steve. Why are you stopping?
That cabin? It looks creepy. Look at all those spider webs.
Relax, Steve. It's just spider webs.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Was that an owl? Hey, I'm out of here.
No, you're not. Come here.
Edwin grabbed Steve's wrist and led him towards the house.
You see all these moving boxes out here? I just need your help bringing them inside Queen Ginger's new place.
Okay, but if I get attacked by that owl, it's all your fault.
Oh, don't worry, Steve. Nothing bad is gonna happen.
The purple ninjas got right to work, helping move all the boxes inside of the queen's new mountain cabin. It all led to the final box, which was the biggest of them all.
Hey, Steve! Hey, Steve, I need your help with this one. It's pretty big.
Okay. Phew. I'm so glad we're almost done. I can't wait till we get to eat some of those stinky hot dogs inside. It was nice of the queen to make us all this lunch for us. Well, what's inside this big box underneath all the sheets?
I don't know, Steve. All right, just grab over on that side and we'll lift on the count of three.
Okay.
Hey, boys! Be careful with that one. That's my time machine.
What was that?
Be careful. Don't pull that lever on the side there.
What is the pull this lever right here?
No, Steve. Don't pull it.
But it was too late. Steve misheard her and pulled the lever. Underneath the sheets, lights started flashing. The machine started buzzing. It all happened so fast, and in a flash, Steve and Edwin were gone. Across town, Ava, Jaden, and Mr. Jim had just finished when they saw a big flash of light in the sky.
Whoa! What was that?
Said Jaden.
Oh, Mr. Jim, that kind of looks like that time travel flash that happened last time.
You're right, Ava. Let's get back to HQ and check the radar to see what that was.
I'll race you there,
shouted Jaden as all three of them blasted off with their jetpacks towards HQ.
Meanwhile, back at Sugar Mountain at the cabin, Dr. Stinky Breath came running outside.
What is all the commotion out here?
Oh, dear. It looks like they got sent back in time.
Back in time? Queen, what did you do to them?
I told them not to pull the lever. But Steve didn't listen.
Where did the time machine send them?
Queen Ginger walked over to the time machine and looked at the screen.
Oh, my.
What does that mean?
It looks like the time machine was set for dinosaur time.
Dinosaur time? You mean you sent my purple ninjas to the days of dinosaurs without me?
Sorry about that.
Wait a second. That gives me an idea. I think we can use this catastrophe to our advantage. As long as the purple ninjas can do what I need them to do.
Oh no, the purple ninjas got sent back to dinosaur times? What in the world is that gonna mean for us? Oh dear, I'm not sure what's gonna happen next, but I hope it doesn't involve dinosaur attacks. We're gonna have to wait and see what happens on the next adventure of Spyology Squad.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating two birthdays. Drum roll, please. Brrr. Happy birthday, Kaz, who's turning 7 years old. Kaz is a longtime fan who's been listening to Mr. Jim podcast since River and the Disappearing Shoe. Holy smokes, that was a long time ago. Who's heard that one? Wow, and he loves Legos and Super Mario and skiing with his family. Wow, Kaz, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 7th birthday, Kaz. And next up, we have... Happy birthday, Eli, who's turning 8 years old. Eli loves Minecraft, playing in the backyard, and waterfalls. I love all those things, Eli. I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 8th birthday, Eli. Well, my friends, I hope you all have a super day. And this is HQ, over and out.